discussing whether Chashad Mamona is Chashad Ashvasa or not. Right? The assumption is, well, if you are Chashad Ashvasa, then, that's the end of the conversation. But the Rishonim actually debate, take you are Chashad Ashvasa. Forget Chashad Mamona, Chashad Ashvasa. Let's say guy is Mamish Chashad Ashvasa. Yesterday he swore falsely, and the day before he swore falsely, and the day before that he swore falsely. Right, guys, Chashad Ashvasa L'mahadrin. So, if a guy is chashad lishvua, then why wouldn't we let him swear? So, the Ritva here, I think, is the only person, mamash straight on our daf, who addresses this. Says the Ritva, if the guy is chashad lishvua, so what? So he's chashad lishvua, he might lie. Okay, but it's worth it, threatening him. You know, he might lie. But what can it hurt to make him swear? After all, maybe he'll give in and it'll be incentive to tell the truth. You never know. Like, he might suddenly be inspired. So, what is, why not give him the shua? So, says the Ritva. What does the Ritva say? Lifne Iver. The Ritva says, because it's an Isser B'davar of Lifne Iver. As opposed to, if we look in the Shidu Gebetzes, earlier in Daf Beis and Beis, I gave you this Mahari Katz, and the Shidu Gebetzes says the Mahari Katz, no. It's not because of Isser B'davar. What does the Mahari Katz say? Why can't a Chashad swear? Exactly, because we can't force the other guy to believe him. Meaning, is the problem of the Chashad swearing Benon L'Makar or Benon L'Chaveru? Right? So that is the Machlokas between right here, the Mahari Katz and the Ritva, and obviously in the Mordechai Shavuos you have much more explicitly. The Mahari Katz says the problem is that what do you mean swearing? He can do whatever he wants at his own time, but we're trying to give you rights over someone else. Basically you bring evidence in Beis Din, right? What do you mean force the other guy to believe him? Your shvua is evidence in Beis Din, right? Your shvua is not valid evidence in Beis Din because it's not so trustworthy. And therefore the guy can say, I don't accept your evidence in Beis Din. Right? That's what it means, that you can't force the other guy to believe him. Well, the Ritva says, no, it's not Ben Adam, or not only, Ben Adam, La Chaveiro. It's been a long, it's that there's an Isser. And I think he's based on the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi, this one of the Yerushalmi here quotes. I don't remember if the Ritva quoted. Anyone? Yeah.
So, I mean, what if the Shulah isn't needed for evidence? In the case of Shulah, you call it Lach and call it Pitoke. Anything to deal with that. So, wouldn't we be better even just
Hold that thought. Okay, so, so it could be because of Isser, or it could be because it's a meaning, it's not valid evidence. Or, of course, it could be both, obviously. Meaning, it could be there's two problems. What's the makor for, I think, the Ritva Udime is the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi, again, it doesn't prove anything. But the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is Ein Mosrin Shvua L'Chashad. So it doesn't prove anything, but it sounds like a mosrin shvua l'chashad. It could just mean that we don't let a chashad swear. That's the rules of Beis Din, that chashads don't swear, just like Rishonim don't testify, chashads don't swear. Could be a mosrin, we're not willing to give this over to him, we're not willing to take the responsibility of giving this over to him, because it's problematic. If it would be an Isser, what would the Isser be? So what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, Lifne Iver. Are there any other theories out there? What would the Isser be? Chilul Hashem, right? That is what we have in the Mordechai, right? Mipnei Chilul Hashem, meaning Shvua is not just, Lifne Iver applies to victimless crimes, right? So, a guy eats Basa B'Cholov, so Lifne Iver shouldn't give him Basa B'Cholov. Shvua is, Lavdavka, this is Lifnever. Who says this is Lifnever? What, he might swear truthfully, he might swear falsely, Lavdavka, this is Lifnever. But Shvua is not a victimless crime. Shvua Sheker is Machal Hashem. Right? Meaning, okay, every Avera is somehow an insult to Hashem, but Shvua Sheker is directly. So therefore, Mishum Chil Hashem, we don't want to take a chance of Chil Hashem, says the Mordechai. Chil Hashem, and that is similar to what the Ravan says. The Ravan says that what's the problem with giving a chashid a shvua bimei hatalmud? The second last line. Anyone ever learn shvus? What do we say in the sixth paragraph of shvus? What very radical idea do we say in the sixth paragraph of shvus? That if someone takes a false shvua, what will happen? What will happen if someone takes a false shvua? Exactly, the whole world will be punished. Besides, like this guy, Kilo Yinak Hashem, Yishas Malashad, says here, Le'anish Lakol Ha'olam, the whole Olam is punished for a Shvua Sheker. So Tana, okay, if one guy wants to do an Avera, I wouldn't necessarily call this Lifnei Iver. Is it Lifnei Iver? A guy might or might not do an Avera? That's a Chiddush L'Ritva. It's so partial Lifnei Iver. Every time a guy asks me for something, he might do an Avera. Is it usher to give it to him? No, like, the guy claims he's going to swear truthfully, right? That's the whole point, right? The guy says, I swear I'm telling the truth. So is that really true? It's lefneiver? Meaning, in other contexts, we don't say anytime someone might do something usher that is, especially if the guy professes that he's doing the right thing. Okay, he says, but shvua is more chomer because if the guy swears falsely, it's not just his problem. If the guy swears falsely, it's all of our problem because the whole world is punished. Lechor, why is the whole world punished? So I think this goes together with the Mordechai, especially if the Mordechai is quoting Ravan. So you would hope that he's working along the same lines. Obviously, why is the whole world punished? Because of the tremendous Chil Hashem. Why is Shvua Sheker min HaChamuros, right? Gemara Leiniv Yoma. What are the Chamuros? Chiva Krismis Bez and Shvua Shabbat Sheker. Lechor, because the Chil Hashem Badar. Chil Hashem in the most literal sense of the word, right? I mean, actual the Shem. The Shem is actually there, and you're Mechalel Hashem's name. So this is similar to the original formulation of the Ravan, which is Onesh. L'chol ha'olam is similar to the idea of the Mordechai, which is Chil Hashem, because why is the whole world punished? Mustama, because of the Chil Hashem. Why is Shvua Sheker such a big avera? Lying isn't such a big avera, that's a regular avera. It's because of the Chil Hashem. Because if you think about, you know, what does a Shvua Sheker mean? Just pash up shot. What is a Shvua? I swear to God. What do you mean I swear to God? What you're saying is that, right? Allah, Shvua. What you're saying is, like, just like God is true, right? Then what I'm saying is true, right? Or if you say, B'lashon Allah, may God strike me dead if what I'm saying isn't true. What does that mean? If you're lying, what that means is you don't believe in God, right? That's what a Shvua means. So, therefore, right, Chei Hashem. Chei Hashem means that just as Hashem lives, is what I'm telling you. So therefore there's an Isser B'davar. Now, what is the obvious, this is the Mahari Katz. What is the obvious nafkamina, whether the reason is because it's not good enough evidence the other guy has to accept it in Beis Din, or because there's an Isser B'davar? The Mordechai brings the most obvious nafkamina. What? No, that's not the most obvious nafkamina, although obviously that's somewhat subjective. He trusts him. What if he accepts it? After all, what if you want to bring Pasul Edom in Beis Din? We don't have to leave Pasul Edom, but what if I'm willing to accept the Pasul Edom? Then Beseder Gomor, right? I can accept the Pasul Edom. Can I accept the Pasul? What if your father wants to be the Dayan? Can I accept your father as the Dayan? Yes, that's a Mishnah Sanhedrin. Neman Olai Abba, Neman Olai Avicha, Neman Olai Shlosh Rabbi Bakar. I can accept Pasul Edom. I can accept Pasul Dayanim. Okay, the Ravan holds there's a limit. I can accept Pasul Edom, but not a guy who Mamish gave false testimony yesterday. But normally, you know, a chashud, I can accept. So, of course I should be able to accept on the Baal Din, on the one whose money's at stake, of course I can take your shvua even if it is not up to the normal standards. And that is the machlokas in the Mordechai here. Pasuk Ravan Mechina Maimni, the Rambam and the Ravan Paskin, Dim Amar Tovea L'chashud Ishtabili, Lo Mashvinu Leim, Nechil Hashem, says even if I'm willing to accept it, says the Ravan and the Rambam. The Ravan and the Rambam didn't say this exact lashon. But what's the first nafkamina? Keep a little love. Swear to me anyway. Oh, you're a chashid? I'll take your shvua anyway. I trust you. So it doesn't bother any of us. So therefore, what might you think? You might think, if I trust you, then Misimcha Rabba. But says the Ravon and the Rambam, it's still us to swear. Right? And he still can't swear. Why can't he swear? Because it's very nice, I trust you, but I have no right to come out there and answer, right? I can trust you. Look, if I want to give you the money in the Matana, fine. But I can't let you swear because how can I allow Chal Hashem? There's a chash Chal Hashem. It's not my bailus to be mochel. The Rikva Lachor would say the same thing. There's a chash of the Iver. It's not my bailus to be matur. Someone else is lifting the Iver. As opposed to, he continues, V'chein nere le Rabbeinu Aviha Ezri Rabbeinu Baruch. You should have some more people. The Rabbiya and Rabbeinu Baruch. But he says, Aval Rashbat Palig V'rayin Chavanah L'Fakas 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 Here the Rashbat says that sure he can swear, Ma'abaya. After all, the only problem is that it's that I shouldn't have to accept this inferior kind of evidence. But just like if you bring an inferior aide, just like if you bring an aide who's a Goslin, if I want to, I can trust him, because after all, it's my money. So if you're a Goslin, if I want to, I can trust you. It's my money. I can trust whatever I want. That's the Rashbat. And what's the Raya he brings? The Raya, can everyone read? I see this a little weak. Can you see it, the purple? Okay, great. Here, there's not enough Kamina, but a Raya. What's the Raya? The Raya, the Rashbat brings a very strong Raya. This is where the Marikatz is coming from. How does the Marikatz start? The Marikatz says, why is there a problem for a Chasher to be Nishba? Who do we paskin like? That's fine for Benanis. We paskin like Chum Benanis. What's the Chum Benanis say? That, in a case of Chanvani open Kaso, the Paulim swear, the Chanvani swears, there's a Vaday Shua Shav, case at Eila Il Bali De Shua Shav. So Benanis is happy to have a Vaday Shua Shav. Chum is saying, no, it's no problem having a Vaday Shua Shav. Is it a terrible Vaday Shua Shav? No, whoever swears falsely will pay the penalty. That's the idea. That's the threat. Right? The threat is you better tell the truth. What if neither of them backs down and they both swear and one of them swore falsely? The Seder, in the interest of justice, so they'll pay for it in the next world, right? They'll pay for it with interest. And that's their problem, not our problem. Right, so what does he see from there? If there was an Isser, if there was even an Isser in having a Chashud swear, right? What's a Chashud? A Chashud might swear falsely. Everyone might swear falsely. Right? Anything's possible. But a regular guy, yeah, there's a 2% chance to swear falsely. What kind of idiot would swear falsely? A Chashud, Taka, maybe it's 50-50 he'll swear falsely. Maybe it's 70% chance to swear falsely. Who knows? So if there's an Isser in having a guy maybe swear falsely, how can there be Heter if some Vaday swear falsely of Chanvani al Pinkaso? Therefore, the Marikatz says, this is my proof. The Rashbat says, this is my proof. Right? My proof that there's no Isser B'davar, there's only been on the Chavir, there's no Isser B'davar, is Chanvani al Pinkaso. Right? Raya, Chachamim, the bananas. We paskin, it's okay to have Shua Shav. Why? Obviously, we all this. If it was Lifnei Iver, how can we violate Lifnei Iver? If it was a Chil Hashem, how can we make a Vaday Chil Hashem? If it was an Onesh, how can we say we're Vaday going to be bring an Onesh to the whole world? Obviously, we're not worried about that. It's the guy's own problem, not our problem.
But this isn't really a Chashud. Chashud is what he already was. He took a Shua. Here, these guys in bananas, they haven't done anything yet. It's different than someone who's already done it.
No, but what's the Isser? The Isser is having a full Shua.
Right.
And here you have a full Shua. I know it's different. It's different, but it's different in a way that makes it even more... it's different in a Kol Shekein way. I know it's different than Chashud, but it's different in a way that makes it worse than Chashud. Because here you Vaday, you don't know who. I mean, unlike the Chashud, you have no reason to suspect one more than the other. But it doesn't matter. You have a... you have a Vaday Shua Shav. I mean, if you're wondering the Chal Hashem, can you imagine a bigger Chal Hashem than the Chacham of Benanis? What?
One of them might decide.
In the Chashu case, it also might be Porish, right?
The Chashu would be a bit of doubt. The
No, but let's say he's not Porish.
That should mean that's true of any Shvur. You don't necessarily doubt someone's going to.
I'm just saying, by any Shvur, he's telling the truth. Every Shvur, you can't say maybe he'll be Porish. You're willing to be Mashpia, right? I'm sure there were cases where both of them did swear.
There's still a Chiddush in assuming that we are conservative until Chal Hashem. Nobody's assuming it will actually happen.
What do you mean?
What?
Both men say we're willing to swear. We put them up there. They both say we're willing to swear, right? They have to swear in each other's presence. They both say they're about to open their mouths. At a certain point, it's going to happen, right? Anyway, this is a gevaldika proof. As a matter of fact, it's an exceedingly strong proof. It really seems to prove there's no iser b'davar in grama shvur. Obviously, there's iser for the guy swears shvur sheker. There's no iser to be gorim shvur sheker. That's his problem. That's between him and Shemayim. That's his own cheshbon. Seems to be a very strong proof. Oh, then why can't a chashid swear? Pashid, a chashid can swear, but adam lachaveiro, because why should I accept your shvua if your shvua is suspicious? Why should I accept an inferior shvua? So, now, most people don't address this. As a matter of fact, no one addresses this directly. The Ritva addresses it indirectly, coincidentally, perhaps. It's a good question. What are you saying? If you can't even mashbiya chashid because of Chil Hashem, then how can you be mashbiya in the case of Chacham of Benanis? So I haven't seen this addressed by the Achronim. So we have to just figure it out on our own. So what are we going to say? So I think what we're going to say is... well, for the Mordechai and the Ravon, that's an interesting question. Chil Hashem. Like, is it mamish? I think. All right, anyone have a different theory? Anyone have a better theory than mine? Can feel free. What would I say? What I would say for the Mordechai and the Ravon, I think you have to say that it's not a real Isser of Chil Hashem. If it was a real Isser of Chil Hashem, how could you do it in Chavani Alpen Kaso? If it's a real Isser of Safik Chil Hashem, how could you do a Vada Chil Hashem? If it was really, you could bring an Onesh to Kolo Lokulo. I know the Gemara says an Onesh to Kolo Lokulo. But if that's not just a Guzma, that's not just in some cases, that's a real Halachic Isser, then how could you ever do it? So I think you have to say that it's just a Zahiris B'Alma, not an Isser Gomer. It's not that it's really Usser to put someone in a situation where they'll swear falsely. It's not really Usser to put someone in a situation where they'll swear falsely. The truth is that this goes back to Machlokes Rishonim about the Drasha, of which we saw briefly at the very end of the sugya, but it was totally not relevant to what part we were looking at. At the very end of the sugya of Rav Shmuel and Rav Abner, we're saying Yosheb Babel, we're saying Yosheb Eretz Yisrael. It says, Shvua Shem Tiyah Ben Shneihem, Alamit Shah Shvua Chal Al Shneihem. What does it mean, Shvua Chal Al Shneihem? So, it's Machlok Yishonim. One shot is that, if I sue you and you swear falsely, I get punished. Like, really, it's a real Isra on me. Okay, but maybe you say, no, that's not what Shvua Chal Al Shneihem mean. It's not a real Isra. It's just a Chomer B'Alma that we prefer to avoid Chil Hashem. It's not that it's really Usser, because it's your decision. It's not Usser for Bezdin. It's a Zahiris B'Alma, a Chomer B'Alma on Bezdin. If so, what will you say? Now, it's a Chomer B'Alma that has teeth, right? Meaning, this Chomer B'Alma means, even though it's a Zahiris B'Alma, we're willing to change the normal Seder Hadin to be Mekayim this Chomer B'Alma. Well, what's the one place we're going to live out here in this Chomer B'Alma and say, no, we'll have a Shua Shav anyway because it's worth it? When is the one case when you'd say, at least say, look, you might win, you might win. We don't know. Maybe instead of having an 80% chance sure we'll get the right answer, we'll have a Zahiris B'Alma and not let you swear, and we'll only have a 73% chance of getting the right answer. All right, Beseder, that's a Cheshbon that Bezin has to make, the Chazal made by based on their Shkafa could be. But what's the one case where really you shouldn't have bring any chumras because it's such a difficult psak, you should do everything impossible to clarify it. What's that one case where like you should do everything possible to try to clarify before you paskin, even at the risk of being mamet on ikra din and not keeping your chumras? Chenvani al pinkasa. Why? What's the difference between chenvani al pinkasa and every other case? Every other case, one guy might win, the other guy might win, you're never sure if you're right or wrong. Chenvani al pinkasa. What's going to happen if there's no Shvua? And he pays the Apollim and he pays the Chenvani?
Someone definitely
loses. Right. There's a Vada Ivus Hadin. Meaning, the Baal Bais only owes one person. And you're making him pay twice, right? Meaning, however you look at it, it's worse than it. Every other case, the worst that might happen is you won't be sure you paskin right. Chenvani Apollim, we're sure we're paskining wrong. It's the only case in Shas where we're sure that we're paskin. Not just wrong, but we're sure that we're paskining an Ivas Hadin. There might be some cases, Yachloka, we're sure it's or either yours or yours, we'll paskin wrong. Here, we're sure that we are taking away more money than the guy owes. Right? I owe $100 to either you or you. I have to pay both of you $100. I have to pay $200. That's a hepsed vadai. It's an evil sedin bevadai. So it could be in a regular case where you're not sure who's right and who's wrong, and you're not sure if you're giving the right psak. There, it's worth having a chumar bialma and saying we won't let the chashid swear. But in chanvani al pinkaso, where you have a vadai gezel through Bezdin, really, right? Bezdin making one guy pay twice when he only owes once. It's not yachloku, right? Bezdin's making me pay more money than I owe. They're taking away money that I vadai don't owe. I owe 100, they're taking away 200. So it could be in that case where there's a vadai ivos hadin, then they're willing to forego their chumra. So you have to say, it's a zehiros bialma, and we forego the zehiras to avoid vadai ivos hadin. And the only case we have a vadai ivos hadin is chanvani al pikaso. So you have to say chanvani al pikaso is an exception. Oh, how can you make exception to this, sir? So you have to say two things, unless someone has something smarter to say. One, that it's not a real iser gomer, it's a chumra. And two, it's a chumra drabanan, not an iser gomer. And two, that since it's only a chumra drabanan, we're machmer b'makom suffik ivos hadin, suffik hefsid l'baldin. But we're not going to be machmer b'makom vadai hefsid l'baldin. And in a normal case, whether I win or you win, we're never sure who's right anyway, so it's only a suffik whether it's going to mess it up or make it better. But in this case, for sure, if we don't make the guy swear, then for sure it will be an ivos hadin. And therefore, we forego our chumras.
And the hope is that through the shuah,
right, the hope is that through the shul one of them will be punished, right? I mean, it's not to make them both swear just to gloat over them, but it makes it so that one of them will be punished. And that's what the Gemara says, actually, that the chenvani has to be nishba ben mamat polim, the polim has to be nishba mamat chenvani, so that will be mizvayesh and bimodeh.
But here, you have another distinction. Here, it's really not between the polim and the storekeeper. There's actually two separate. You could theoretically say there's two.
I know you cases. Could, but when it comes to the Isser Shabbatover, it's just about the Hashem.
You could say, look, it's here and it's here. So.
Okay, but I guess we Lamaisa, I have to answer my question.
Okay.
Right. Now, how about the Ritva? Just 1 second. How about the Ritva? The Ritva says Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver sounds like an Isser Doresa, not just a Zahirus. How about the Ritva? So I think the Ritva himself gives the answer. He doesn't. It's funny. You would think the Ritva might say to himself, "And what do I do with Chanvani al Pinkaso?" And give an answer. Someone remind me again which Ritva comes first in this one? Old or new?
New comes first.
New comes first. Okay, then I want the new. The Ritva doesn't ask this question himself from this side. He just quote unquote coincidentally. Asks on Vavim and Aleph, he says, you know, that whole part when they bring up Chavon and Pekasso, is that really so relevant to Chashash, Mono Chashash Shvua or not? And he says that's the last of the three pirchas on Vavim and Aleph. It's not such a big pircha because there, like, really it's a different case. Why is that a different case? It's the kana for the balabayas, right? The ikachad ramai vadai, and there's a vadai ramai, meaning that's also the only case of the vadai ramai, right? Or from the case of Gus and Shas, forget about any right here, that's not a Shas. The inan halitayel rush of the yamas. All of a sudden, the Ritva says, well, if I hope from Lifnei Iver, what's the only heter for Lifnei Iver? The Ritva himself says, in a case of, well, in that case, we say there's one klal in Shas, which is the opposite of Lifnei Iver. That's called Halitayel Rush of Yamas. What does Halitayel Rush of Yamas means? If someone's a Rasha, just give him more Averus. Right? And give him more Averus and let him die. Why should we try to save a Rasha? Adrabah. The guy's Tzadik, he's a Rasha, then, you know, then let him burn in the lowest level of hell. Halitayel Rush of Yamas. Now this is a very difficult klal, right? I don't want to go into the sugya now, but there's a famous Chavos Yar who says that I don't understand what's the halitayel rush of yamas. All of Shas we have lifnei iver l'sitin michshel. We have, you know, asol se'el day over a aveira. We have chiyav afrushe me'isura. And all of a sudden you're saying halitayel rush of yamas. If God does aveiros, you should let him do more aveiros. Seems to go against all the klalim of yados. And the Chavos Yar says, And I wish I had anyone to help me with this. Anyone who can cure this problem of mine. Rofe Uman Yikare. He's an expert specialist. Anyone can answer this question. Okay, obviously in the ensuing century since the Chavos Yar, the Achronim have found plenty of ways to explain exactly when this special Kal V'Hatehila Rosh V'Yamas applies and when the regular rules of living even on Krishma Yisur apply and Ad HaYom HaZeh. That underlies some very, very serious halachic questions that come up. Rav Schechter has some very radical things to say about this based on the Shach in wherever it is, the famous one. With the Dogamer Baba on the side, who quotes Al-Tiel Rosh Yamas, who Rav Shechter thinks that Mamish, maybe there's no Lutheran Eivor people aren't from, because Al-Tiel Rosh Yamas, or etc., or other similar Shvaras. Anyway, I'm oversimplifying, I'm not quoting a psak, I'm just saying that it's very complicated. And the Maisha, there is a cloud called Al-Tiel Rosh Yamas, which sometimes is an exception to Lifnei Eivor. Why over here, Davka, you say Al-Tiel Rosh Yamas, and by every Chasha we say Lifnei Eivor? So the Ritva says, since here there's a tikkun of Al-Bayis, we need to make a tikkun, and there's a Vade Ramai, so like there's more of a Rishos here. It's not just a Chush, it's a Vade Ramai. We don't know who, there's a Vade Ramai. Therefore, we say Al Tehillah Rosh V'Yamas. Okay, I'm not, if anyone wants, we can discuss at another time exactly what this proves about the Ritva Shita on the Sugya of Al Tehillah Rosh V'Yamas and how that ties into that whole Sugya there. But the Ritva defends himself by saying, even though there should be Lifnei Eivor, there shouldn't be exceptions to Lifnei Eivor. There really are exceptions to Lifnei Eivor. Those exceptions are called Halitehu L'Rasha V'Yamos, which is, you know, the classic example is if someone's stealing from me and it's treif, then it's machlok sanat. But l'chor we paskin, I don't have to tell him it's treif because Halitehu L'Rasha V'Yamos steal andy treif. So I'll do here, let him steal answer falsely. It's an exception to Lifnei Eivor. Okay.
Why can't you say that the case of Chavani Tatafe, the claim of the Chavani and the claim of the Poyolim are two separate court cases?
That's exactly what Morty was saying, but that doesn't help Mitzad Isser. Meaning
internal to the...
I don't understand. If it's Chol Hashem, the Chol Hashem depends whether it's two court cases or one court case?
It's not a blatant Chilul Hashem in the same way.
But it's a little tricky because practically they each have to swear in the presence of the other. I mean, I understand. We discussed in Lumbus. In terms of the Benon Machadero, the Imamis aspect, you say it's two different court cases. But it certainly looks the same. The Chavani has to swear in front of the Pol, and the Pol has to swear in front of the Chavani. That's in order to encourage them to admit. You know, it certainly looks the same. So it's a little tricky. Okay. That's the raya. Another nafkamina might be, perhaps another nafkamina, maybe with the question of Bibi Eved. What if a chashid swore Bibi Eved? How does a chashid swear Bibi Eved? I don't mean what if the bezdim were amaratzim and didn't know the halachas of chashid. Because that already might say, okay, everything they did doesn't count if they were told of our Mishnah. I mean, literally, it's a Mishnah. Right? I mean, a very excusable and common b'dievid. I'm ruined the Shimon the court, whatever happened, Shimon swore, and everyone thought it was a Seder. And then Aiden came that says beforehand he had already become a Chashad. Right? They take him to court Wednesday, he swears. And then Aiden come and say, what do you mean? On Tuesday, he robbed a bank. So that's probably not an uncommon occurrence, especially since, you know, after this other guy loses in bed when the other guy swore, so what's his only tactic left now? Let me go and see what I can find, what dirt I can dig up on him, right? So he hires a private eye, digs up some dirt, and proves that Shimon's a chashid. So what's the din? So,
on the fact that isn't that a problem? Isn't someone's not really a chashid until the aiding testified? The fact that he did it, it's the aiding that are testifying that make him into what he is, perhaps.
Why? I mean, a chashid is a fact. Either he's chashid or he's not. I mean, if he's a bank robber, he's a bank robber. What difference does it make if the aiding testify?
But the aiding testify make him into a legal chashid.
So you're saying chashid is not a mitzias, chashid is special chalos, which is especially easier to say if you hold like the first day in Tosus that it's a psol drabanan, then we know psol drabanan, meaning the Gemara already discussed this, psol drabanan boy hachraza, etc.
But generally, if we assume it's a psol d'oraisa, let's say, generally, I don't know, if I bring Edom into court, Edom is for sure more of a formal status. I bring Edom to court, and then this is stories all over Shas. So I bring Edom to court, you owe me $100. You go back and bring Edom that before they testified, they had already done an Aveira and were puzzled. And of course we throw out their Aegis. So I do hear that. But let's see what's the din of Bidiyeved. So what would you think if it was that it's just not valid evidence, like you shouldn't have to accept something that doesn't prove anything, then you would say that the Shvua is Psula. And this is the Deya of the Rambam. Didn't the Rambam sound like maybe it was because the Isser Shabbatara? So it could be healed that both problems are correct. That's certainly very possible. However, if you held it was only an Isser Bedover, then if you held it was only an Isser Bedover, then maybe you would assume that...
You already did it.
Yeah, that the Shvua is Ksheira B'dieved. Who holds the Shvua is Ksheira B'dieved? So the Mordechai says, he didn't quite say the Shvua is Ksheira B'dieved, but what he says is...
It's
the Kanas Go'onim that we throw it out. Meaning, Mordechai says it's kosher Medina Digamara. So Medina Digamara, that Shvua is kosher. Why is that Shvua kosher? So maybe this would be very radical to say, not say Medina, but it's only an Isser. Because the Lachora, the two most mistaver sides, are either it's just not a good evidence, or it's all, not a good evidence, it's also an Isser. To say it's only an Isser, but it's valid evidence, is a big chiddush, because Lachora, like, why should I have to accept it? Even B'dieved, why should I have to accept it? So either you hold this radical tzad, which is that it's only an Isser, or unless you want to be docha, unless it's because... That's what some Achronim Rana is saying. No. Some Achronim Rana is saying the two sides of the criteria, it's not valid evidence or it's also an Isser. You can't say it's only an Isser. That's too radical. So how do they explain this day in the Meiri, Medina, the Gemara? They say, no, that's the Docha. That's not because he holds that really it's a valid proof. That's because really a Chashad on Shvua is only a Psul Drabanan. And therefore, for Psulim Drabanan, if once we accept them, B'dieved, we don't go back and change it. Only for Derisas we go back and change it. Psulim Drabanan, we'd only apply Mikan Lahaba, which is what Morty was saying. So, okay, you could be Docha, or he could hold the radical Shita that it's only an Isser, and there's really no Chisar on the Shvua at all. Why is there no Chisar on the Shvua at all? Everyone might lie. But whatever, we do what we can. You'll fight Dai Shabal Bais as best we can. or try to threaten him as best we can. It's only an Isser Shabbatavar, and then the Naf community would be that B'dieved, it should still, L'chora, be okay. It could be also, though this gets more complicated, could be also another nafkamina. This gets very complicated. Is a great case dealt with in Rishonim, and then the reading gospel makes a little more complicated. One second. What if the guy taking the shvua is moved that he's chashed? Meaning, you say I owe you 200, I say I only owe you 100, but I'm moved that I'm ganef. But now I'm telling the truth. Obviously, I'm moved now. I'm not telling the truth. There's no court case, right? What about moved I'm a ganef? For one classic example is you say I robbed two banks of yours. Say, well, I'm moved I robbed one bank, but the other bank was someone else. So what if I'm moded that I am a Goslin? So there we have a big machlokus. The Rambam says that I'm not puzzled. I'm not puzzled myself. I still swear. What if I say Bezin? I'm moded that I'm really puzzled Shvua. Bezin says, look, as far as we know, you're not puzzled Shvua. As far as you know, just swear truthfully. Who cares, you know? Don't worry about your past. Just right now, swear truthfully, and you'll be okay. Right? I mean, there's no avir to swear truthfully if you're puzzled, right? So that's what the Rambam says. The Yad Rama, however, quoted in the Torah, and also in the Magen Mishnah there, and then it gets a little complicated. If Eger wants to say the Rambam is like the Yad Rama, but let's zoom out the way. The Yad Rama says, no. If I'm molded that I'm puzzled, then what happens? Then, basically what he says is... He says that I have a hodas balden. If I have a hodas balden, then I'm puzzled a shvua. My hodas balden can only be for my detriment, not for my benefit. So basically, what does he say? He says that whatever's worse for me happens, meaning if you sue me and I admit that I'm a chashud, then if you want, you can say swear anyway. Or if you want, you can say I'll be nishba benotel. Whatever's worse for me happens. That's what the Yavama says. It's I'm neman to possibly for shvua to my detriment. Obviously, I can't use this to my advantage. That's pashut. Meaning, if I'm chayv shvus hesen, I say, oh, I admit I'm chashud. I can't get out of the shvus hesen and go and get up scot free. That would be ridiculous. Right? What right do I have to advantage myself? Or if I know you're not willing, if you're not willing to swear and collect, I can't say, oh, I admit I'm possible, swear and collect. But you're not willing to swear and collect. But, so obviously I'm not pashut, I'm not neman to my advantage. Question, I neman to my disadvantage. So that's my machlokes in the Rambam and the Yad Raman. Now, what are they arguing about? They might be arguing about some of the things we discussed earlier in the year, but you know, they spots from Russia, exactly how that works. But, so, this is just Mamish Begeder, Begeder Efshar. But, what about, what about a guy who's Modeh, that he is Chashud? So I think if the problem with the Chashud is, this gets a little tricky, but if the problem with the Chashud is that that it's just not valid evidence, then what am I doing? I'm admitting that my Shvua is not really valid evidence. Should that admission be used against me in court? Should that be within Hotas Baal Dabeid and Dummy, do you think? So I would think, although this is very much Begeder Esher, I would think L'chora, L'chora, I would say, like the Yad Rama, that Neman, the Ra'aso, the lo letovaso, playing it that way. Meaning, if I admit I'm a chashid, then I'm neman for whatever's worse for me. I'm not neman if it's better for me, but I'm neman if it's worse for me, which means you get the choice. You can say, I'd rather you swore, and I don't accept your admission, because it's your advantage. Or you can say, no, I'd rather swear and take, and use your admission to your disadvantage. If you said the only problem was an isser, then I'd be more likely to think, look, either it's usher or it isn't. Is Bezin going to usher themselves because of my admission? The answer is no. Bezin won't usher themselves because of my admissions. If Bezin won't usher himself, then it can't be like the Jerboi is worse for me. Something's either usher or it's mutter. Either Bezin's choshish for the isser. The answer is no, they're not choshish for the isser. Ain't on a base machlo Russia. And therefore, they don't have to assume on Russia. So l'chora, you think that l'chora nishba the eino neman lifsol atzmo, which is the shita of the Rambam, because whatever, how can I create an isser myself by calling myself a Russia if I'm not neman? Hadas Baldin doesn't work to make myself a Russia free isser. Hadas Baldin just works to give you the advantage in Bezin. So if it's a matter of being adil lamakom, then my Hadas Baldin should not make you usser. Too. If I admit I'm a Russian, now it's usher for you to have interaction with me. But if it's a matter of whether my evidence is good or not, if I'm both my Edom or Puzzle, I'd lose. So if I'm both my Shmuel Puzzle, I should also lose. What if it would help me win? And of course, I'm only Neman to make myself lose. This, yeah.
But can you say the Rambam is on the other side? The Rambam should be basing himself on its evidence, but my Shmuel is valid here because I have amigo.
I have amigo that I could have not admitted.
Yeah.
What you're saying is that maybe the reason for the Rambam is because of amigo.
Or Pestalis or Pestalis, meaning either one, whichever way you want
to. Okay, I think that is a valid point. Or you could say another Hezbro for the Rambam, that maybe the Rambam's reason is because Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, he takes Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha a little more broadly. Says, even for Dini Mamanus, you can't make yourself a Russian. So it could be. Meaning, the truth is, the Rambam is a little funny. If Bidiyevit says the Shvuah is no good, then that would seem to indicate the Shvuah is just not valid evidence. Then why should we choshes fear also? So maybe, because of a, right, you have Stephen the Rambam, so maybe you could say that you could be Doche, that the Rambam is because of Amigo. I didn't have to admit that I was chashud, and therefore, since I say I'm swearing truthfully now, Amigo, I could have said that. Amigo, I could have said that that I was kosher. I could say I'm swearing truthfully.
You could extend that a little bit. It's like the classic truth sayer problem. I mean, you're believing him. It's not like the classic case of where some automation wants to rush off.
That's what Josh is like a pesha usar. Meaning, if you believe me that I'm puzzled, then why don't you believe me that now I'm telling the truth?
Right.
So therefore, you could say, which would work out well, but the Rambam is a migu or a pesha usar. Maybe the Rambam's a different svara. It's not that the Rambam really thinks there's no chisorin in my shvua if I'm a chashid. There is a chesaron in my shvua and a chashid, but I mean, madavshav, we can't believe in that I'm a chashid and not believe in that I'm telling the truth this time. What am I saying? I'm saying I was a chashid last time, but this I stole last time, but this time I'm telling the truth. So, mimanavshach, that's what migor, maybe at least what pesha usar means. So that would be a good way to explain the Rambam. Just end with a very pashan ara. Could it possibly be, meaning not could it be, it is, that there are tzveidinim in this chakira. Maybe, depending on what kind of shua, in one kind of shua, the problem would be just that it's a lack of evidence. But in another kind of shua, the problem would be an isser. Do we find there's a tzveidinim? We actually found that two rishonim hold that there are tzveidinim. Ignore the blue hair. That's just because that was what was in my hand. One is the Ravon. What does the Ravon say? How does the Ravon say tzveidinim? In what case is it not valid evidence? And in what case is it also an isser? What does the Ravon say? Tzveidinim. One kind of Beis Dinim is, what does the Ravon make a chiluk between what two kinds of Shua at the end? First, the Ravon says that, what does the Ravon say first? First, he says, well, it's only a lack of evidence. Therefore, if I'm willing to accept it, I can. He says, even if I'm willing to accept it, it still has to have some basis, right? Meaning, if I'm willing to accept it, I can accept something. It's a little chashad, not if it's silly. So, if someone's a gazlan, I can accept their Shua. Just like someone's a gazlan, I accept their egos. But if someone swears falsely all the time, I can't accept their Shua. Just like, according to him at least, someone testifies falsely over time, can't accept their ages. But then what does he say at the end? What does he say at the end? He says, let's just start from the end of the seventh line. People who don't swear falsely, they're just gazlanim. Nearly just don't call psula eidos. Yeah, it's just a lack of evidence. I can accept the psula eid, I can accept the psula shua. DM nu amahane, if I believe him, then fine. It must be only shua no heges not azeh. That's only shua no heges bisman hazeh. She'ena chamur kol kach lienesh alay kolom, which isn't so common the whole world is punished. Means when can I accept a psula shua? Bisman hazeh, that we take a light shua. What's the light shua bisman hazeh? So the Ravon writes that the minhag, I don't think the Rambam mentions this anywhere. It seems to be in Sfarad at the time of the Rambam, they didn't have any minhag of Bizman Azeh. But in Ashkenaz, by the way, you go into Bezdin, you'll never hear anyone take a Shvua in Bezdin. Well, you never hear anyone take a Shvua in Bezdin, because that's such a Chamra Avera that they want to stay away from it. So already by the time of the Ravon, which is already like the, 12th century still, in Ashkenaz, they had stopped giving real shvuas because they were afraid of the onesh l'chalolim kulo. Real shvua means, I say I swear, nikidas chayfetz, I hold the sefer Torah. They had already stopped, and by Ashkenaz, by the time of the Ravon, you didn't say anything. The shamish, what they call the chazan, but chazan in the old days in Shas language is what we call shamish, right? The shamish would hold the sefer Torah, and he would swear for you. Right, so instead of me holding Sefer Torah and saying, I swear to God that I don't owe you this $100, the shamish of the Bezdin would take the Sefer Torah out of the Arum and would say, there's no English word for this, I am mashbia you, right, that you don't own the $100. And therefore, that was a lot less chomer because the guy wasn't holding Sefer Torah and he didn't say it himself.
Why is that different? If someone makes a claim on your behalf and you why is that not the same as him taking the shvua himself?
Okay, that's an interesting question. We have to get into hilchos shvuos here, meaning, when can someone else's shvua be chal on me? When can someone else's shvua not be chal on me? You know, he even used the lashon of like he puts a chayrim on me, although he used the lashon of shvuah and chayrim. Obviously, he was understanding the ravonta. You don't have to agree, right? There's a famous Reb Chaim about this.
Yeah.
You know the famous Reb Chaim, right? But forget about that Reb Chaim for now. The Ravon assumed that the shvuah wasn't mamish chal on me. It was more of just like a scare tactic. Not to mention the fact that I wasn't holding Sefer Torah, though. He was, okay, the Ravon, you could disagree. There's such thing as Moshbam Pi Acherim. But the Ravon assumed that wasn't so chavar. So the Ravon says, this is Bizman Azeh. But in the time of Shas, Shashachamurash, and Ephron Min Kol Olam, that you punish not only him, but the whole world, nearly Deloy Yavshino Sefer Nua Dolly Ansholay, even if the guy trusted him, they wouldn't let him take the Shuah because they were afraid of the Onesh to the whole world. What are the Ravon saying? The Ravon is saying very, very Pashit. There's Sveidina. What is the Ravon saying? This is Shuah. Ha no heges bizman hazeh, and therefore ihemne mashveina le, right? That's the nafkamina. He says bizman hazeh, if I trust him, we'll let him swear. Then it's just like eidos, just regular veira. But shvua ha no heges bizman hashas, which has a filu hemne. So he says, Svei Dinam, nowadays it's just a matter of evidence. For an honest guy, it's a proof that he's telling the truth. For a dishonest guy, it's not proof he's telling the truth. But if you trust him, fine. But in the days of Shas, it was an Isra B'davar. We don't want to bring an onus to the whole world. And therefore, even if you trusted him, it wouldn't work. The other place you find Svei Dinam is the Tosfos Rid we discussed last time. What is the Tosfos Rid's chiluk? The Tosfos Rid's chiluk is, and it's almost the same, because if you think about this, what's this nafkamina? If I accept the shvua, then I can. In what case am I likely to accept the shvua? It may just be because I feel subjectively I trust him. How about in every case where he'd be pater without swearing, I might as well accept the shvua, right? Meaning any time where if you didn't swear, you'd be pater, like shvuas hesis, I might as well accept your shvua. I have nothing to lose, right? And that's the sheet of the Tosfos Rid, right? We don't know if he'll lie. We don't know if he'll tell the truth. So every time he'd be pater, otherwise he might as well swear. Every time he'd be chayim, otherwise, then we don't let him swear. Says the Tosfos Rid, there's also chiluk, but what's the Tosfos Rid Svei Dinam? This is the Ravon. The Tosfos Rid Svei Dinam is Shvua D'Oraisa versus Shvua D'Rabbanan. He says, in a Shvua D'Oraisa, what does he say? In a Shvua D'Oraisa, what do we say? We say that this is Lamanda Amar Lo Chashit. This is only Lamanda Amar Chashit Amamona Lo Chashit Ashwasa. Not according to the mainstream Lamanda Amar. But, so I admit, this is only Lamanda Amar Chashit Amar Lo Chashit Ashwasa. What does he say? He says he's somewhere in the middle. So since he's somewhere in the middle, in a Shvuda Araisa, therefore, he swears. If that is advantageous to his baldin. Right? He does l'chumra, whatever is good for the other guy. If it's good for the other guy, then swear we trust the shua. We don't wait for the guy to request. Whatever is good for the other guy. So if it's better for the other guy for him not to swear, he doesn't swear. If it's better for the other guy for him to swear, he swears. But he says in a shua drabanan, then, Rechoshin Lechilu Hashem, and he never swears. So that's also, what does it mean? In Shvua D'Rabbanan Rechosh Lechilu Hashem. This is reminiscent of what I said to answer up the Ravon. Meaning, he must be Alma, this Chashash of Chilu. He doesn't say Chilu Hashem, he says Chilu. Choshin Lechilu, right? I assume that means Chilu Hashem, Chilu Shvua. And he doesn't swear. What's he saying? In a Shvua D'Rabban, it's not so important. So, well, there's the heroes of being Choshesh L'Chelom, we never let him swear. In a Shvua D'Oraisa, then we would do whatever's more advantageous for the Baal Dabar, and that's why he had that whole weird ma'arechet that we saw last time, that he says, why is a Gazlan Pasol of Chashon and Lo Chashon? So he's really like a little Chashon, a little not. What do you do with someone who's a little Chashon, a little not? You do Tzvei Dinim. On the first Shvua D'Oraisa, you would say whatever's worse for him. Why? Because it's just a matter of his evidence, so it should be whatever's worse for him, he's suffering. If it's a matter of Shavuot Rabbanan, Shavuot Rabbanans aren't worth taking a chance on. It's the Hiras of an Isser, and we'll say, we're Choshin L'Chelo. Okay, so that's two, the Tos Spirit is only within one Mando Amar. And it's a little roundabout. The Rabbanan is very, very clear, Tzvei Dinim. He says basically one din in the time of the Gemara and another din nowadays, which he obviously just made up Misvara, because nowadays it's not found at the Gemara. He said in the time of the Gemara it was an Isser, no exceptions. Nowadays, when the Shavuot is just a Chayram, it's very Kal anyway. It's not really, meaning obviously he thinks you don't really violate the third commandment nowadays, right? You could ask why, but he thinks nowadays you don't violate the third commandment. It's just a scare tactic. It's just a way of like proving that you're telling that you're being honest. Therefore, since it's just a matter of evidence, then if I want to accept you, I can. Okay. Josh, did you say what? Yosef.
This is my question. Yeah, so but if you assume the problem of Chashin on this is only because of we don't believe him, so in case where it's saying, so you have Shaloya, Kolach, Aspolach, Matokis, even in the case of Chanan of Kassel, where we're all in fact going to be Porish, so we don't care about his Naimanas. So if that's the child of the Mari Katz, I would think that...
According to the Mari Katz, where the only reason a Chashin doesn't swear is because why should the other guy be Mekabel him? Then in Chavani El Pinkaso, in Shneimos Vitalis, isn't it always worth him swear? So I think that what the Achronim say within the Shita, not specifically for the Mari Katz, is that okay. You might have to give. I'll give you two possible answers. You could decide which one you like, Beseder. One answer is that, why is it worth having him swear? It's only worth having him swear if the other guy trusts him. If the other guy distrusts him, then it's not worth it. Mistomo really don't trust him. If the other guy wants to trust him, fine. But if the other guy doesn't want to trust him, then what's the point? It's really not any evidence. What's the point of bringing empty evidence, just stam? If I say I accept it, that's one thing. But why should we make it that kind of, to just have people bring puzzle evidence for no reason? It's really not worth anything as evidence.
Well, hopefully that will therefore not won't do it.
What?
Hopefully that he won't be pushed forward. Still that off chance.
No, so the point is that no, but really it won't work because he is really willing to swear falsely. So what's the point? And if you want to make your own rules and say, I think that he won't swear falsely, that's fine. But since I'll leave it to MS who think he will swear falsely, there's no point making the takana. Okay. I think that's what you have to say.
Can I just relate to Yosef's question?
Yes.
But doesn't Mari Katz say as a general rule, he also has some sort of Tvei Dinim, he does think as a general rule we're worried about Shav, he just thinks in the specific case of Chenvani al Pinkaso,
no,
it doesn't apply then.
I don't think that's what he said.
The implication that in other cases, we would have the Tam of Shav.
I think Hasam just means, meaning the Din of Chashit. I don't think Hasam means as opposed to Hacha. What's Hacha? Hacha, we're also not worried about Shav, right? Because meaning Hacha, it's Pasha we're not worried about Shav. We're the Chachamim Benanas.
No, but the whole but
the Chiddush that even Hasam we're not worried about Shav.
No, but the whole Chav of the Chachamim is that we're not worried about Shav because we look at each one independently. So fine, globally we're worried about Shav.
No. I don't think that's what he's saying. I think saying the Chachamim weren't worried about Shav. Weren't worried about Shav there. No, they were also not worried about Shav, so everyone's equal. We're never worried about Shav. Okay, Viter. The next inyan that we have to discuss is getting back to the machlokes. This is all about if someone is chashan and shvua, right? Tanya, if someone is chashan and shvua, but how do we know who's chashan and shvua, who isn't? Well, who's obviously chashan and shvua? A guy who? No, who's obviously chashan and shvua? Someone who swears falsely, right? How about a guy who steals? That's our gemara, right? Chashan and chashan chashan, lo chashan shvasa. So what do we have here? Here we have the manda omar lo chashan ashvuasa. He says, and here we have the Manda Omer, Chashid Ashvuasa, and Lefi, Rabbi Huda Chassid, and the many Mishnah agree with him, right? Remember, Rabbi Huda Chassid said, really everyone admits a Chashid Ammon will swear falsely. It's just that if he hadn't stolen the money yet, he might backtrack. But if he really steals, everyone admits he'll swear falsely. So basically, there's one manda amar chashan amona, which might or may not appear in our gemara, but I'll be tashup shot. That's not by saying in our gemara. One manda says chashan amona is chashan shvua. Someone who steals will swear falsely. Then even the other manda, someone who steals won't swear falsely, according to Yehuda Chassid, also admits someone who steals will swear falsely. He just thinks that someone who hasn't stolen yet might not be willing to do two averis at once. So now, which is the more obvious svara? Meaning tashup shot in Tanakh. You read the Chumash. You don't know anything. You're just reading the Chumash. What does it sound like? It sounds like a guy who steals will or won't swear falsely.
Won't.
That's the whole point of a shvuah. Even if you're going to steal, right? Why not? So says Rashi and Tosfos, the Svara is obvious. Why is he not chashash shvuah? Huh? We said this last time. Because shvuah is more chamer. Everyone knows shvuah is more chamer, right? That's what we say when the guy's about to swear. It says in the sixth paragraph of shvuahs, any guy who gets up to the stand to swear, we tell him, you should know that you're not going to do just a plain aveira if you swear falsely. That the whole world shook in Hashem's little cease and says, kilo yinak Hashem, and v'chuli v'chuli. Right? It's a much more chamer aveira. Right? You would never swear falsely. So, the question is, what's the svara of mandar that you are chashish wasa? Or Rebbe Yehuda chashir says, once you steal, you will swear falsely. What do you mean? If someone does a chal aveira, we're not chashir them doing a chamer aveira. So what's the svar of that on the Amar? So, what did Rebbe Tam and the what did the Rabban and the Miuchas and the Ritva say? Something which I think is very Mechadish. Anyone look up in the chorus? The Rabban and the Miuchas and the Ritva, how did they answer this question?
The Rabban says because it's localized.
Because what?
It's localized. He's chashed about this thing, even if he's not chashed by and large.
Well, let's see the Lashon of the Rabban. I think you're missing an important point. No, that's true, but here's the time of a kalchei. I don't understand. If some guy, he does a kal avera, where choshim will do a chamer avera? Really? Some guy, I don't know, what does he do? He eats gevinas akum, so we're choshim him.
No, so, but I'm going to choshim, he won't
you're missing the, you're missing the line in the Ramban that's relevant to our discussion. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, I will read it to you. He says... if I can find it. One second. Shahari lo chomer lehula inshi iser shvua yoser mi iser gzela. Right there. People don't think shvua is more chomer than gzela. Meaning, maybe it really is, right? How do I know it really is? Because the Gemara Yoma says that gzela is minakalos, and... You know, and you can be with taper without you surin, and shua is more chomer, and you need your surin. That's kilo yinak Hashem. Fine. Says lochem linchi iser shua me iser gzela, and the Yuchasan L'Ritva says the same thing. In the context discussion of Rabbi Tam, you have to ask yourself, but still, like, why would he? Rabbi Tam is a Rudo Chassid, right? Why would anyone swear falsely? Isn't everyone afraid of losis Hashem Hashem l'kech l'shav? So he says. People don't think. So one answer is the Ramban and the Miuchas and the Ritva, or as we call them, the Velta Ritva Yishanim, says Lo Chomer Lehu Iser Shvua Me Iser Gezel. Maybe it really is, but people don't realize that. People really take the Iser Shvua. I mean, it's Vachol Tzimtzius. Right? Do people take the Gzela more seriously, or the Yisrael Shah more seriously, or equal? So one Manda Omar says, Lo Chashvah said, no, people take the Yisrael Shvua more seriously. This Manda Omar says, no. People take the Yisrael Gezel Shvua equally seriously. If they violate Gezel, they would also violate Shvua. To me, that's a big Chiddush, because, like, that's not what it sounds like from all of Shas. Remember the Kanya Derava, right? Some guy who stole from his friend, and he came into Bezdin, and he... You know, he did the trick. He put on his walking stick all the money and said, can you hold this for me while I swear? And then he said, I swear I give it back to you. Like, people are afraid of shvuas. People are very afraid. Even then, people are afraid of shvuas in those days. But, okay, the Ramban, the Yuchas, and the Ritva have to say that b'mtzias, machlok is in mtzias. People are not more afraid of shvuas than gezel. They don't think shvuas is such a terrible avera. Okay. That is one possibility.
It depends
which people, right? Nowadays, right, it depends if you're Ashkenazic or Sephardic, right? And a Hanami. But still, like, there's a machlokas. There seems to be a machlokas in our Gemara. Could be people with different ways of reading the Messias or drawing the lines, etc. That's one answer. Another answer the Achronim point out is based on
something we mentioned the other day, without seeing it inside, based on the Gemara in Bechoros. The Gemara in Bechoros Taka has a very, very fundamental machlokas. Is someone who's chashed for one thing chashed for everything or not? But Hacham say that's a wee paskin. No, someone's chashed for one thing is certainly not chashed for more chomer things, not chashed for everything. Chashed for some things that were kal, maybe they're kalam asayim banet, but chashed for everything, not chashed for kol tar kula. Rav Meir said if you're chashed for one thing, you're chashed for kol tar kula. Meaning, Hacham say no. In people's psychology, like some affairs they take more seriously, some affairs they take less seriously. Like, people draw the line in different places, right? Rav Meir says no. Either you're from or you're not. Either you're committed or you're not committed. I know you have all kinds of excuses in your head, but we can't really trust you unless you're committed. We can't trust you because of your foolish amoratsis old wife's tales in your head that you do one affair but not the other affair. It's a fascinating, fascinating machlokas, right? He's like, I'm shomer this, I'm not shomer that, right? So what about someone who's shomer one thing, not shomer the other thing? So I'm saying, so he's firm for one thing and he's not trustworthy for the other thing. Mayor says, no. Either you're committed to the halacha or you're not committed to the halacha. If you're not committed to the halacha, then we can't trust you. Oh, you have some nice cultural reason why you don't like to have meat and milk? That's not trustworthy. If you're really religious, you wouldn't do any of yours.
No, it's a big problem. So everybody's doing affairs. So the question is that.
No, ain't that goes for yet that doesn't mean he's chashed on the avirus. Meaning, someone could momentarily have a moment of weakness, etc., etc. That doesn't necessarily make him chashed. To make him chashed, maybe he'd have to, or at the very least, ain't that goes for yachta, maybe he'd have a haras heter. But to do an avirus without a haras heter, right, just because, like, oh, I'm not so from, right? You know these people, I'm not so from. Like, I'm from, I wouldn't do this and that. But I'm not so from. You know, wherever it is that people draw the line, right? I'm not so from. So if you're not so from, you're not from.
That's a Haras Heter. This isn't such a big deal.
No. Haras Heter means I think it's okay. Haras Heter means, yeah, I'm from, but just because some guys invented some new chumra that no one ever heard of doesn't mean that that's really what it says in the Torah. Okay, that's Haras Heter, right? I'm from, but my mother's from and she always did this, so it must be okay and you must have misunderstood. That's Haras Heter. And I says, no, I'm not ultra-Orthodox. I'm semi-Orthodox, right? So therefore, like, there's some affairs. I won't do big affairs, but I'll do small affairs. You never have people like that? I won't do big affairs, but I'll do small affairs. Not Haras Heter. Not I'll do things that I think are okay because they're a chumra someone invented. That's Haras Heter. I'll keep the halacha, but... you know, I won't keep these chumras that someone just came up with because that's just something they invented which was never the Masorah. That's a Haras Heter, but no, I do big up and small up here, so I don't do big up here. My Simcha Yom.
No, but that okay. depends on your starting point.
Okay, well, we can argue about it later. Rav Meir says, nope, if you do Averos, then you're not Nehman. Basically, Rav Meir thinks that anyone who does small Averos, the only reason they do big Averos is because of some cultural taboo, because of emotional baggage, right? If you really believed in the Torah, you wouldn't do any Averos. So therefore, we're not somewhere on their emotional baggage and cultural taboos. I'm saying no, people are complicated, and people are really religious about some things, and not yet so religious about other things, and we have to respect that as a real religious standard. Okay, so do you respect a real religious standard of someone who's half shomer the Torah? All right, machlokas, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. You would think we hold like Chachamim, that's what it sounds like most of Shas. However, when it comes to Psol Eidos, this is Chazara, Abai and Rava argue. Rava says, no, someone who's Ochel and Veil's Lahachis, meaning they just do Beinot Lemakoms because they're not so from, is Kashal Eidos. Abai says, Pasul Eidos. Everyone admits, interestingly, that Ochel and Veil's Lahachis, someone who really keeps kosher, but cheats when it would be very expensive, they're Pasul Eidos because they're Kashud to cheat to make money, and therefore someone could pay them to testify falsely. Let's say a guy who's, no, he's sterling in his he's sterling in his financial dealings. He would not compromise his principles to make money. Just kashrus is not one of his principles, right? So Rose says kashrus aegis. What do you mean? He won't compromise his principles. And Abaye says pasul aegis. So the Gemara says, well, Abaye, if it's fine for Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir says you're a pasul the one kind of kashrus the one kind of kashrus the one kind of aegis. And even Rava says, well, I could fit with Rabbi Meir if I want, because maybe when Rabbi Meir says, if you're chashed for one thing, chashed for everything, that's only within Benon Lachaveros or within Benon Lamakos.
But even Rav Meir admits that you can be firm for an olamako, chaver not an olamako. Okay, fascinating question. Is there such thing as the old philosophy here? Being an ethical person is not religious, right? That's Macholkes Abayim Rava within Rav Meir. So, now we paskin. Anyone know how we paskin? Momer Ochel Nevel Zahachas for Eidos? Like Rava or Abaye? Abaye. This is the crowning mem of the Yal Kagan, right? This is the mem of Yal Kagan. So, we pass like Abaye. What does that mean? It means pass like Rav Meir, that chashed for a small thing is chashed for a bigger thing? Really? So that, as we mentioned, depends where you look in Tosos. The Tosos Sanhedrin seems to say that, Tosos and Erevin seems to say that. Tosos and Erevin says, what's Chad Rav Meir? If you're chashed for one thing, you're chashed for everything. So he says, well, for Abaye, literally, if you're chashed for one thing, chashed for everything, it makes sense. For Rava, it just means if you're chashev one ben alachaber, you're chashev all ben alachaberos. Chashev one ben alachum, chashev all ben alachums. But they're two different realms. This is labaye nicha. What is he saying? Labaye nicha, meaning he understands the Rebbe Meir that Rav and Abaye and why they're nicha are arguing about there in the Sugma Baruch Levez Lachis is the question of chashed on one thing, chashed on everything. Labaye nicha means Abaye. It makes sense. If you're chashed on one thing, you're chashed on everything. Sounds like Abaye paskins. If you're chashed on one thing, you're chashed on everything like Rabbi Meir, and therefore we paskin that way. Tos and Bechoros and all the other Rishonim, all over Shas, say no. The reason Abaye paskin like Rabbi Meir is not because he really holds like Rabbi Meir. It's because he holds, for sure, not like Rabbi Meir. You're not chashed. It's just because he holds the Gzeres HaKosov, Al Tashad Rasha Eid, there's a formal Psal Eidus. So, if you ask what's Pshat and Abaye, right, we have this Chakira. Tosin, the Erevin, assumes Pshat and Abaye that he holds like Rabbi Meir. And Tosis and Bechoros and the other Rishonim say, no, Pshat and Abaye is that he doesn't care what you're chashed for. It's just the Gzeres HaKosov that is a formal Psal Russia if you're not an upstanding citizen. However, we can say, Lefi Tosos and Erevin, which is not the way we paskin, Lefi Tosos and Erevin, Abaye Savar Kirav Meir, the Chashad Al Dover Echad, Chashad Al Kol Terakula. Meaning maybe Taka, we paskin, and remember, there's another man that holds differently. Chashad on lo chashad shah. But we paskin chashad on chashad shwasa, because chashad on one thing is chashad on everything. That's the din. Chashad on one thing is chashad on everything. That's chashad on mona, chashad shwasa. That's Abaye. And you'll point out later in our sugya, who is the man who seems to hold on our sugya, the chashad mona, chashad shwasa? Abaye. So it works well, beautifully. Lishitase. That at least later in our sugya, forget it, Rehuda chassid. That maybe the sfar is the tak if you're chashad on one thing, you're chashad on everything. In which case, it's lav davka mamon. Chashad on anything is chashad l'shvua. Because if you're chashad on any aveir, you're chashad l'chol tarakula. Maybe that's as far as Abaye is radical. We don't paskin this way. But maybe, theoretically, Tosin Erevin would paskin this way. All right, it would be a big finish. But maybe you would paskin this way. So maybe you could say you argue about Metzias, or maybe you could say you argue about the fundamental rules of chashad philosophically. However, I think there are two other ways to explain this as well. The third is the Rashba. What does the Rashba say in the Shot? And this is quoted by all the posts in Shulchan Aruch. This is Lechora, the way that makes it to the Shulchan Aruch. What does he say? Okay, tell me what it says. What's he trying to explain? He's trying to explain a fascinating question. Someone who's chashed is not neman on something, right? So let's say someone's chashed on the Bela. We can't trust him on kashrus, right? Why don't we just tell him to swear that it's true, and then we'll trust him? Right? This is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch in two places, Simin Beis, Hilchos Shechita, and Simin Kuf Yud Ches, Hilchos Chashud. What if I'm Chashud on Kashrus? I eat treif. But I swear to you this is kosher. Should you believe me or not? The Rashba says we should not believe me. Why? Right? So what does he say? He says, Moshe Bobi Omer Sinai Nigrat. The Shulchan Aruch says he gets that from our sugya. What does the Rashba say? He says, really, someone who eats the vela is not only chashan vela, it's chashan shvuah. He's Moshe Bobi Omer Meher Sinai. Someone who steals is not only chashan zela. Of course, someone steals chashan shvuah. He's Moshe Bobi Omer Meher Sinai based on the Shana Rashba. Now, here this gets a little tricky. Ask the Taz in your day. He says, but that's not true. Then anyone who's chashan on anything should be chashan shvuah. That's not true. If I'm chashed on eating, if I'm chashed on lashon hara, or okay, maybe that's oras heter. If I'm chashed on not wearing tefillin, we don't possibly for shvuah. We don't say, oh, I'm chashed on shvuah. And not only that, like he says, yeah, okay. If I don't wear tefillin, if I'm chashed on tefillin, if I'm chashed on sukkah, we don't possibly for shvuah. So the Nekudas HaGesim's first answer, which is relevant for us, which is still relating to our sugya, said you have to put two shut rashbas together. First shut rashba says, you're chashed on something, you're chashed on shvuah, because Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Says the second. And that's why, like, everyone who's chashed can't just swear and be nema. The second shut rashba says, he says, no, but chashim on is chashim shvasa, because it's the same thing, right? Meaning, it's not that chashim on mamon is chashim on swearing falsely about kashrus. Chashim on mamon is chashim on swearing falsely about mamon, because it's a continuation of the same aveira. You would steal money, so you'd swear as part of your stealing money. This is a special rule. When it's within the same aveira, then you're more chashed, and the shach suggests that you had put that together with Moshe Rabbeinu Yisina. What does the Rashba say in Simon Tuf Lamed, who is explicitly addressing our question? He says, this has nothing to do with whether you're chashed on one thing, chashed on another thing. If I'm chashed on A, I'm not chashed on B. Here, it's all a package deal, right? Since Shvua is part of the Gzela, you're chashud on the whole process of Gzela. And the Achronim suggest, the Gra implicitly, and the Nekudas HaGesim explicitly, and the Shach and Simkuf Yurches say, why? Maybe you're only chashud for regular stealing, not for stealing certain falsely. It says, because every Shvua is Mushma Omeid Mehar Sinai. Meaning, anyone who steals is chashud of violating the shvuah on stealing. So therefore, even if you swear explicitly, you're still chashud of violating the shvuah on stealing. And even though, they say two factors. Even though normally, we don't say anyone who violates Mushma Mehar Sinai is chashud of shvuah. Right? Because people aren't really aware of Mushma Mehar Sinai unless you learn Masechta Shvuos. But still, what does that mean? That means that, and we wouldn't say anyone who violates Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai is chashed the shvuah for the rest of their life. What he means is that for this thing, anyone who's violates Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai on stealing would also violate shvuah sheker in stealing. And I think what he means is this: that what does shvuah mean? Shvuah is not like a totally new thing. Shvuah is something that's coming to back up the gzela, right? We're not saying let's think of shvuah totally unrelated. We're saying let's build into your court case this shvuah. Shvuah is just saying this gzela is more than just stealing. This gzela is a more serious, is a deeper violation. What does Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai mean? Every gzela is a deeper violation, because every gzela is not just wrong because it's wrong to steal. It's wrong because you're not honoring your commitment to the Torah. And therefore he says, hold on a second, this guy is willing to steal. Not only is he willing to steal, he's willing to steal, and whether or not he knows the rule of Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, he's willing to steal and violate his most basic commitments to steal. So therefore, he's willing to steal and violate a basic commitment, he would also be willing to steal and swear falsely. And even though you say maybe it's a little more chummer to steal and swear falsely with favors than to steal and just violate the shvuah of Har Sinai, but since it's two things that are so similar, it's not like this is more chummer than they're two different things. They're two similar things. They're both about stealing, and they're both shvuahs. Just one is an explicit shvuah, one's an implicit shvuah. The chiddush of the Rashba is when you have two things that are so similar, even if one is more chummer than the other, if you're chashed in one, you're chashed in the other. And basically, this is a chiddush in din. What's the chiddush in din? That if two averos are almost equivalent, then chashud al kal is chashud on the chomer. We all know it's more chomer to really swear false than violent Moshe Rabbeinu Mehar Sinai. But since they're both about gezel, and they're both shvuas, just one is more chomer than the other, that still counts as, like, where do you even draw the line? If you're chashed in stealing $5, you're not chashed in stealing $6? No, you have to look at the general idea. This is the general idea of swearing on theft. Just one is Moshe Harsina, one is a Shvua. Therefore, even though one is more chomer than the other, if you're chashed on one, you're chashed on the other, because they're so close together.
If there is a Shvua which is not related to any other lav, would there be a chashad on that Shvua?
No. As a matter of fact, the chiddush is, if you steal, we don't suspect that you'll swear falsely about kashrus. And if you betray, we don't suspect you'll swear falsely about stealing.
But look, I mean, you're not chashed on the kashrus. So even if I swear, we don't actually argue about kashrus. But if this is a shvua which is totally not related to any other...
Then we wouldn't be kosher.
Why not?
Because it's not within the same realm. It's not a kind of gzeila. We're only kosher when the shvua is part of your gzeila.
Is the reference saying literally that I'm chashed al shvua?
You're only chashed al shvua al gzeila. Because really, a real shvua is more chomer than Har Sinai. But only if it's so similar. So let's just review for a second. What's taka the nafkamina? I think taka the nafkamina is who's chashed on shvua. Who is chashed on shvua? According to this, a gazlan, and we don't know who else. Why don't we know who else? Because we don't know whether people think Shua is more chomer than a Veila. We don't know whether people... All we know is, according to this radical Tosfos in Eirvin, any Abaryan is chashed on Shua, because chashed on one thing is chashed on Turgul. According to the Rashba, and this seems to be the Psak in Shulchan Aruch, chashed al Davar is chashed al Shvuas also Davar. Everyone is chashed on Veira is chayiv on the Shua of that Veira. If you're a god, then you're chayiv, and you're chashed on Shua of Zela. Why? Because really it's more chomer to swear. But if it's the same thing, then even if it's a little more chomer, you're chashed. Okay, it's very late. I just want to say one Chazon Ish. Very, very posh. The Chazon Ish comes in, and he, reminiscent of this question, he comes in from he throws a curveball. He says the whole Hanukkah is wrong. What does the Chazon Ish say? Chazon Ish says the whole Hanukkah is wrong. You all misunderstood man that we're chashed on Shua. For, says the Chazon Ish, he says, Enachanami eino chashud bedine chshad. Shall we serve? Enachanami, you're not really chashud. You're not chashud bedine chshad shel kola tura kula. No one thinks you're really chashud. Just because you steal, no one thinks you're really chashud and swearing falsely. Everyone knows people take shvuah sheker more seriously. No one thinks you're really chashud and swearing falsely. Then who are you chashud shvuah? He says, just you have a chashad ktsas. Everyone admits you're a little chashud, right? Meaning, everyone admits, if I, I don't know, Rav Lichtenstein tells me something, and the guy who's like, more or less from tells me something. So maybe the guy's more or less from is not chashud. Well, we all know I trust him a little less than I trust Rav Lichtenstein, I trust Rav Yashin. You know, we all know someone's a bigger tzaddik, you trust them more, right? Even if someone's not chashud, there's still a chashad ktsas. So what if there's a chashad ktsas? Therefore, I don't know if that would make any difference to the Yisrael of Chakira. There's still, and therefore, I don't have to accept it as evidence in Beis Din. It's not that I'm mamish choshed you to swear falsely. You're not really choshed al pi dini kol tzar kula. There's no lifta either. You're not really choshed. But it's not enough to not be choshed. To bring a shvuah as evidence in court, it's not enough to not be choshed. You have to be absolutely neman. You have to be upstanding. Because what does it mean, chashud? Chashud means that, like, it's not 80% likely, 90% likely you're telling the truth. All right, you're not chashud. Still 90% likely you're telling the truth. But in Beis Din, it has to be 99% likely you're telling the truth to accept the evidence in Beis Din. In Beit Adam Lachaveiro, even though you're not really chashud, and Dinei Chashad Kol Tzar Kula, still, if you want to win money against me, if you want to win against me in Beis Din, then it's not enough for you to not be chashud. You have to be absolutely convincing. It's not enough to not be chashid, you have to be convincing. And therefore, chashid amamon, even though he's not mamish chashid shvua, we're not convinced he's telling the truth. Right? There's still a little suffering in our mind, and there's still a little suffering in our minds that's not admissible as evidence in Beis Din. He says, because of the Mari Katz angle, because of the Ben Allah, the Mach. Therefore, he actually, ends up not saying that, but theoretically what you would think is, he ends up throwing a curveball. What you would say is that God effect that no one is chashed ashvua except in Dine Torah. Meaning, he ends up not saying this and coming with an excuse. You would think someone eats nevela is neman ashvua in nevela. Someone doesn't have not chashed ashvua. You think a gazlan is neman ashvua between you and me and Hashem. But in Bez Din, in Dine Torah, as evidence in Bez Din, then he's Pashal and Shvua. In the end, he throws a curveball and he says that even though someone eats Nevela is not Chashan Shvua, we still don't believe they're Shvua because there's a technical rule that you can't believe someone based on a Shvua, only based on Avis. But you would think that according to him, this isn't a real Din of Chashan Shvua. There is no Din someone doesn't know the Vera of Chashan Shvua because Shvua is most Chamer Aver, one of those Chamer Averas around. The din is that even though you're not chashed a shvua, but you're also, it's not a raya brura when you take a shvua. You may not be chashed, but it's not a raya brura, and therefore in Bez Din, even though you're not chashed, it's not admissible in evidence in Bez Din, because to be admissible in evidence in Bez Din, it has to be a raya, and not just a lack of chad. And that's basically what he says. You know, not chashed, but not a raya. Right? Because you're still chashed ktsas. That's how the Chazanish reads this sugi, in which case one manura is saying, well, chashed mamon is not really chashed ashma, so we don't really think it's worth falsely. The other manura is saying, no, maybe we don't really think it's worth falsely, but we suspect he might swear falsely, and therefore, until it's a raya brewer, we're not going to accept it in Bez Din. Obviously, that manura holds that the rule of shvu in Bez Din is to be a real proof. Unless a raya brewer, it's not a proof. Okay, so these are four hesberim. Nafmina, really, for kol Torah kula. Who's neman and shvua? Who's not neman and shvua? Do you say everyone in the world is neman and shvua? Because not for pinkin bavir, everyone's neman, everyone's chashed everything. Do you say no? It's a specific din about the relationship between gezel and about the relationship of gezel and shvua. Do you say it's a general cloud that anyone who's chashed avera is chashed and shvua of that avera? Because every avera comes with a shvua, and therefore shvua of that avera is so close to doing the avera without a shvua that it's considered also davar. And then also davar, you don't differentiate between kal and chomer. You don't differentiate between stealing $100 and stealing $200. You don't differentiate between stealing from Rothschild and stealing from an almana and a yosom. Or do you say like Chazan Ish, this has nothing to do with the sugya of shana kol Torah kula. That sugya is about who we really suspect, meaning who we're nervous about. This is not a sugya about who we're nervous about. We're not nervous about it. We trust the shvua. This is looking at whether he can force his Baal Din to trust the Shvua by saying, I brought a Raya. And even though it's not Chashev, it's still not a, you know, it'd be good enough for Nidach and then be Surin, but it's not good enough as a Raya in Bez Din, because a Raya in Bez Din, I don't know, Haver, needs to be a Raya of Brura. Okay, we'll have to continue the Gemara Mitzvah Hashem next time.
According to the Chazanish, so then.
The Chazanish then, it's tricky, because.